You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Hundreds of thousands of British workers took to the streets over the weekend to demand higher wages. The protest was organized by Britain's Trade Union Congress. Canada's Radio Labour featured comments from some of the workers who protested for higher wages.
Hi, my name is Val, and I'm marching on October the 18th because I'm a retail worker and I earn way below the living wage. And to me, sometimes it's a choice between heating my house and feeding my family.
I am marching on the 18th of October to voice the anger of young people who are currently suffering from zero-hour contracts, unsecure employment and low pay.
I'm marching on October the 18th because I'm living to work, not working to live.
I'm going on the march in October because I'm sick and tired of low pay. No pay rises for us. We're struggling to make ends meet day after day. We deserve a pay rise.
In the U.S., Container Store CEO Kip Tindell says that higher wages for retail workers is actually good for business and the economy. Container store retail workers make twice the national retail average annually, $50,000. Tindell says that creates highly productive workers and lowers turnover. Tindell is taking over as the new chair of the National Retail Federation later this month. He recently told Bloomberg News that he's working to get the Business Retail Group to moderate its views on raising the minimum wage for retail workers.
This is Mitch Lawrence with the Sports Minute for Workers Independent News. You might have figured out that we're getting close to the start of pro basketball season because the leaves are turning and people are already saying that the San Antonio Spurs can't win another title because they're too old. But there's one other way of telling that the NBA is just around the corner. Players are already complaining that there should be fewer games to the season. Now, granted, the 82-game NBA regular season makes an Olympic marathon look like the 100-meter dash. But for LeBron James and others to lobby for a shortened season is laughable. Know this, the length of the pro basketball season isn't the problem. It's the length of the last 2 minutes of games when it seems as if the world comes to a standstill. Those final 2 minutes last an eternity, what with extra fouling, TV replay reviews, and thousands of timeouts. There's absolutely no flow, which is why the league is going to experiment Sunday with a 44-minute game between the Nets and Celtics. Maybe playing a shorter game with fewer timeouts will help speed things up, but players need to remember one thing. A lot of them got to be millionaires because they do play 82 games. As one owner recently put it, if you cut down the season, players are going to have to agree to take less money, and they won't do that. Who was that owner? A guy who was a pretty fair player himself. Maybe you remember him. Michael Jordan. This is Mitch Lawrence.
Brought to you by the IBEW, 750,000 men and women powering the way for an American comeback. Information on how to become an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Power Professional is online at ibew.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
At risk of losing your home in a foreclosure? We can help. We'll deal with your bank, lower your principal. We'll buy you a pony, give you the ability to fly. We'll let you ride a unicorn. We'll give you a...
If you're facing foreclosure, who should you trust? The HOPE Hotline is a free resource connecting you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies available 24 hours a day who can give you the information and clarity you need. Call the HOPE Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Right now, a little bit of a special guest. We've got the sitting chair for the Allegheny County Central, or not Central Labor Council. Who am I talking about? It's not Central Labor Council. Yeah, the Democratic chair. Allegheny County, Nancy Mills. Nancy, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. We appreciate it. And I promise you we're going to get that sign put up. So don't worry about that. Okay. But that's another story. But Nancy, first of all, thank you very much. I know you're busy, 15 days out. It's exciting times here in Pennsylvania. It is.
Absolutely. 15 days out, I even hate to be reminded, because we have to work every minute between now and election day to get out the vote.
Absolutely.
There is absolutely no question that we will win this election. We'll elect Tom Wolf governor of Pennsylvania if the vote comes out. So get out the vote efforts are taking place not only in Allegheny County, but all over the state. But in Allegheny County, we are particularly, I think, effective. We've been had boots on the ground for months since the primary. The Wolf campaign has been here in Allegheny County, and we've worked tirelessly with phone banking and, of course, working very closely with all of our union people here in Allegheny County.
Right. But it's not just the union folks that have to do this. I mean,
the
union's one cog in the entire, you know, apparatus. And I say that with a great deal of pride, because, you know, at the same time, my brothers and sisters and I and my family are going out and we're talking to people, and we're engaging in that. I know my brothers and sisters in other organizations within the city are doing the same thing. And we may be hitting some of the same people. We may not.
That's okay.
But we're making a lot of friends as we're going through, and this is an important thing. What is it here in Allegheny County? Okay. We're infamous all across the country. Mike Tarzai.
Voter ID so Mitt Romney can win Pennsylvania.
You know, and to everybody across the United States, I apologize for that. I do. It's wrong.
Well, we're trying to eliminate Mike Tarzai. It might take a little bit of time, but I think that our Allegheny County Democratic Committee is a great addition to labor, of course, as you spoke of, but our committee is dedicated also. All four corners of Allegheny County, we have very strong leadership in the eastern region and the northern areas, the south end active Democrats, and we are definitely working very, very hard. Now, Tom Wolf's helped a lot because he's been a tremendous candidate to work with. And as you know, in Allegheny County, we came out very, very early in our endorsement of him. And
almost kind of makes you feel bad for our Republican friends, you know?
Well, I never feel too bad for them. No way. But we came out very early with our leadership in the county party, with County Executive Rich Fitzgerald and our Mayor Bill Peduto, many of our legislators. And also our political leaders, our chairs from all over the county. And they have been dedicated from day one. So I'm talking about March 8th, we came out with our endorsement, or maybe the 9th. And we've been working ever since. But Tom has been a tremendous help to us. He's attended many, many local events. This past weekend, he was in Allegheny County, and it was at picnics where there were 700 people. Two picnics had 700 people. And he was in every area of the county to let the people get to know him other than television. So it's not just the TV ads. It's the man.
Yeah, and Tom Wolf to talk to. You know, I've had the pleasure of interviewing him a couple times.
Yes.
You know, we have that chit-chat beforehand and after. He's a great guy to talk to. I enjoy talking to him.
Yes.
And Governor Corbett, you want to come on the program and have a talk, I'd love to have a talk with you on the program before the election.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But the offer's been made. And he'd be treated with respect and dignity. And, I may have some questions for him, but that's another story in and of itself. I don't think he's going to take it. But Now, let me ask you this. Here in Allegheny County, you know, we've got a fairly substantial amount of people here. From the union side, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 100,000 union families.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people. Democratic registered voters versus Republican registered voters, what's the difference there?
Well, we have a tremendous edge in the city. The county is a little narrower, and if you remember 4 years ago, Tom Corbett being from Allegheny County, running against another Allegheny County, and Tom Corbett did win. And that was very, very disappointing to me. Personally, I had just been elected the vice chair of the party at that time, and my dedication has been the past 4 years to turn that around. I think that Tom is very, very popular in the city, where we have a very, very strong vote. And I think that's going to help him. And I see a weakening in the county, the outlying areas. I don't see a lot of grassroots visualization. I'm not hearing much. I'm not seeing a lot of signage. I'm not hearing a lot.
You just hit something on the head that I don't think I just realized, because, you know, as I'm driving around, I live in Beaver County.
Yes.
I'm seeing more signs for Keith Rothfuss than I, and there's not that many of them, than I am seeing for Governor Corbett.
I haven't seen anything for Governor Corbett, and I'm not hearing a lot. So I live in an area, and I live in the suburbs where people would be taunting me if they thought that Corbett was going to beat Wolf. I'm hearing very, very little. I'm hearing from some of my Republican friends questions like, have you met Tom Wolf yet? Is he anything like he is on television?
Yeah, he
really
is.
Yeah, he's like an Elvis. So we really are pleased to have him as our candidate. Now, we had four good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely had a dilemma, but I know we made the right choice in Allegheny County. And he won Allegheny County in a field of four. He won by 60%, which is, I would have thought it would have been closer to 40 and then break it down maybe with the other three candidates, because the other candidates were very strong. But for Tom Wolf to carry a county with four people at that percentage, we are very encouraged in what we'll be able to do here. I think all over the state he carried all 67 counties, including Philadelphia, where the other three candidates were all from Philadelphia.
Right.
So,
now, you know, let's talk about that for a second here. The magic T that we have here in Pennsylvania, where apparently if you're a Republican, you have to live in the T, and if you're a Democrat, no. But, I mean, seriously, you know, you're from Allegheny County. I'm from Beaver County. I'm getting a little bit further out into the woods. But what are we hearing from other people, your counterparts in other parts of the state, when it comes to Tom Wolf?
Well, I'm hearing very strong support. We have individual caucuses at the Pennsylvania State Party. And the South Central Caucus Chair has given us very good reports on his turnout. He had a fundraiser in Dauphin County, and may have been Adams County, but it was right in that T, right in the heart of it. And he had a fundraiser, and he raised as much money percentage-wise as they did in Montgomery County for Tom Wolf. And he was very proud of that. I mean, to be able to have a smaller scale event, and if you match it dollar for dollar percentage-wise, he did as well in Adams as they did in Montgomery and as they did in Bucks County. But Tom Wolf's very, very strong in the north, northeast, southeast, Allegheny, Philadelphia, picking up strength in South Central because he's from York, PA, and he's been a tremendous asset to that region.
Besides, he drives a Jeep.
Yes, he does. And that's for real, too.
I'm wondering how many miles are on it right now. But that's another thing. Hey, right now we're talking with Nancy Mills, who's the chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Party. Nancy, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more, okay?
Thank you.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Jessica Torres. Even Hispanic Heritage Month couldn't prevent conservative media figures from smearing Hispanics. Let's take a listen to some of their most egregious attacks. Fox and Friends co-host Steve Ducey falsely suggested that New York City's new municipal ID program would allow undocumented immigrants to vote.
It's predominantly for illegals, and there are 500,000 here in New York
City. I prefer
City.
The term undocumented.
Okay, it's for okay. undocumented people who are illegally in the country.
Steve, I prefer illegal.
And on Fox News, The Real Story with Gretchen Carlson, Fox contributor Mike Gallagher criticized the federal program allowing some undocumented immigrants who grew up in America to serve in the U.S. military and eventually become citizens.
Is it asking too much to go out on a limb and say maybe the people who serve the United States of America are going to be American citizens? Okay. Let them go serve the Mexican army. You know.
For more on how conservative media figures observed Hispanic Heritage Month and other stories, visit MediaMatters.org.
Green light.
Hey, girl.
School zone.
I'm getting hungry.
Car changing lanes.
You want to meet me for pizza?
Stop sign. Intersection clear.
Yeah.
Street.
Pizza sounds good.
Ball in street?
Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual-compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting,
as you're getting chewed out by
so
your
why would you do it while driving?
On what
NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Hi, I'm Al Roker. Let me tell you what's happening in your neck of the woods. Right now, 1 in 6 Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are our neighbors, friends, our co-workers, but we can do something about it. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find the local food bank in your community. I'm Al Roker, and together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Postal Service is critical to our economy, delivering mail, medicine, and packages. Yet they're closing thousands of offices, slashing service, and want to lay off over 100,000 workers. The Postal Service is recording financial losses, but not for reasons you might think. The problem? A burden no other agency or company bears. A 2006 law that drains $5 billion a year from post office revenue, while the Postal Service is forced to overpay billions more into federal accounts. Congress created this problem, and Congress can fix it.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in Union Edge. We appreciate that very much. Folks, I'm going to ask you again, please. It's too late to register to vote in the state of Pennsylvania and many other places, unfortunately. But if you are properly registered to vote, please educate yourself on the issues. Don't believe me just because I'm on the radio. Don't believe a 30-second commercial on TV or cable or on the radio. Do your own research. Do your own homework. Come up with the facts. Then go vote. That's all I'm asking. It's a great thing to do. It's your responsibility to do it. We appreciate that. And for all my friends out there on any side of the aisle who are going to go vote, thank you very much for doing that. Right now, we in the studio, we have Nancy Mills, who's the sitting Democratic chair for the Allegheny County. Nancy, welcome back.
Thank you.
In addition to the Allegheny chair, you also have a new position.
I do. I was just recently elected to fill the seat vacated by the death of Sophie Maslof. Mayor Maslof was on the Democratic National Committee for many, many years, and just passed away this past year. And at the September meeting of the Pennsylvania Democratic Committee, I was elected to fill her seat on the DNC. And it'll be for the remainder of her term and then reelected in the presidential year. So I'm very honored. Sophie was a lifelong friend of mine. And
she was a nice lady.
She was just wonderful. She was a very good friend of my mother's and my father's, and they were on the Democratic State Committee together in 1948, and Dave Lawrence recruited them to be on the state committee. So Sophie and I were close for years through that connection. So trying to fill her seat is just, it's monumental to me, but it's very, very exciting. And one thing that I had to do is declare what caucuses I would be interested in serving. And I had the choice of several, but the one I chose was Labor and also the Women's Caucus. So I believe as a new member of the DNC to be able to partner with Labor will be an asset for me. And I think I'll be able to bring Allegheny County into the national focus a little.
And obviously you've known Jack Shea for a long period of time.
Jack Shea and Rick Bloomingdale. Yeah. And Rick Bloomingdale's on the DNC, so he and I are going to have a conversation before that next meeting.
And Nancy, you know us in Labor well enough. This is for some part of this, it's going to be like herding cats.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to those cats, though. Even those Democrats are the cats, too.
So, and if there's anything we could do to help, obviously, you know, we're going to help in any way we possibly can.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, but let me get you back to this for a second. You know, there are a lot of people out there that are registered to vote, mm-hmm. okay, that just, they don't do it.
Well, the thing that we are the motivation is that you have to remember why you vote. You're voting for your personal interest, not only for the good of your community, but you have to think of yourself. And everybody is exposed to education. And under the Corbett administration, the defunding of education has been so critical, and not only to people who work in education, the thousands of teachers and aides that were laid off, but if you hear some of the stories that come out of Philadelphia, where in some other areas, I'm sure right here in Allegheny County, but one small school in Philadelphia, the parents had to buy toiletries. They had to buy toilet paper and Lysol cleaner, and not only paper and pencils and books for the children, but also those toiletries to bring into the school. And there's what's wrong with this?
Nancy,
this isn't right.
No, it's not. And even in good times, you know, I'm married to a teacher. God bless her soul. Even in good times, teachers, they've got revolving charge accounts at the teacher store. Okay. You know, I can remember times going in there with my wife and we're walking out with boxes. Mm-hmm. And God bless her, I will never complain about that for one bit for any reason at all. But it used to be, for instance, that, you know, teachers had a little bit of cash every year that they would get from the school district that they could do that with. And that went away. And they're going into their pockets for that kind of stuff. And again, God bless them for doing that. And I got no complaint with my wife about that. But now it's more and more and more and more, and teachers are having to buy textbooks because there's not enough textbooks. They're going on eBay and Amazon to try and find.
I heard a story about one teacher. This is a friend of mine over in Bucks County was telling me it's her niece teaching in Philadelphia, actually had a fundraiser to raise a couple of $1,000 so that she could buy what her students were going to need. And there's 35 students, kindergarten students, in one room. So, absolutely, this governor has put us in this situation.
Right. Right.
There is no question about it. And he finally admitted it. Over the weekend, we finally heard him say, I had choices, and this was the choice I made to defund. And he always blames it on the stimulus and on the Rendell administration. But he had a choice when he came in to fund education or not fund education.
Right.
That's the choice he made.
And you know, we as a state decided that we were going to allow fracking in Marcellus Shale drilling.
Right.
Okay. Once we made that decision and Range Resources and all the rest of them came in, and I talked to their guy. He said, yeah, we were expecting to pay about 8%. We were all set. It was in our business model. And then to come to find out the governor, oh, no, we don't want your money. It's no good here. Wait a minute. Time out, dude. Really? Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, I had the privilege of going with, I'm on a local planning commission, and we did get to tour a drilling site and to be familiarized with the process. And they told me the same thing. On the bus, when they were taking us out to the site, he said, we expected to have a tax, and where this is the only place that doesn't have one.
Yeah, you
so
ninnies.
And then when I hear someone doing that illogical deductive reasoning, the one that says they'll go away from here if we tax them, where are they going to go?
It's under our feet.
It's
somebody
it's
else
here.
Will come in. We'll learn how to do it ourselves.
That's right.
Really?
It's here. It's here. They and I've heard the same stories as you, and this will be a tremendous boost. But 4 years ago, once again, I did a television show and we were already talking buyer's remorse 4 years ago with Corbett because he told us going into it that he wasn't going to tax the drilling.
Yeah. And Nancy, you know, we pull our hair out and we understand and we get it. But elections have consequences.
Yes, they do.
And if you do not participate in an election, you are going to allow somebody like me, who will vote, to have an influence on your life. And if you don't go out and vote and you don't defend yourself against my cockamamie ideas, you're going to be stuck with them. And that's all I got to say. Well, I got one other thing to say before I give you the last minute or so. If you do go out and vote, and this is for anybody anywhere in the country, not only will you suddenly become smarter, better looking, you will be loved by thousands. So I'm just recommending that you go vote, and you'll hit the lottery too. And if you don't, well, sue me, but just go vote anyway. Nancy, we got about a minute and a half left. Anything else?
Well, it's been a privilege to be here, and I echo what you say about getting out the vote. And I say to everyone, just remember that whenever you stay at home, you have elected. You've elected a Tom Corbett. Your school taxes, if they've gone up this year, it's because of the defunding. Think about yourself, then situate yourself in the bigger picture. So if you're living in a small township and you're worried about your school board, wonderful. But situate yourself into your county. Think about your county and where it is in relationship to your state, and then consider this, that your vote will help a lot of people, not only in your backyard. So that may not be the exact issue for you. You may live in a school district that has a wonderful situation for the students. Think about what your entire state looks like whenever you do not vote. And please, please tell your neighbors, call 30 people. We're not saying call 10 this year. We're saying call 30. And get out the vote, and please vote for Tom Wolf.
There you go. And Governor Corbett, if you'd like to come on this program, or anybody else, and who's your counterpart in Allegheny County for the Republican Party?
Jim Roddy.
Mr. Roddy, if you want to come on, you're more welcome. Come on. We'll have a nice conversation.
We've appeared a couple of times together.
You know, and you see, that's the problem. That's the thing. He can have a nice conversation. You can disagree.
Yes.
But you can.
And we will. We will. I guarantee it.
But it's respectful.
That's exactly right. And it has to be that way.
And unfortunately, we don't have enough of that. And we've got too much of the other stuff. And that's unfortunate. But again, and Nancy, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
We'll get you back again soon. And don't forget, when you do go out and vote, you will be smarter, better looking, and loved by thousands. And yes, you will win the lottery. I guarantee it. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.